Good day, good day, good day, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, with a quick postal podcast for today. First thing, how many of you knew that a PSE clerk can only be authorized a level high as level 8, which by APW standards mean a PSE can never be a 204B. Now, I gotta tell you, most folks in Columbus must have missed that memo because I know of one or two PSEs that they consistently put up as 204Bs in their supervised areas. Now, before the PSEs get all hysterical about what it is I'm saying, let me say this. It is really kind of unfortunate because most of the PSEs that the Postal Service try to put in leadership positions have excellent dispositions, speak to you very professionally. So I want to point that out because I need you to understand I am not knocking you for attempting to advance. I'm just stating to the mail handlers that as nice as the folks are, as pleasant as they are, it is just a contractual violation for you to be in charge of me. And I really, really, really need you to hold on to that and understand that. Because I say again, most of the PSEs that are put in those positions are very pleasant and extremely nice to work for. But it's contractually wrong, mail handlers. And again, so if you find yourself working for a PSE, again, we don't teach belligerence. For lack of a better word, but I do teach awareness. Find a supervisor and inform that supervisor or ask that supervisor as to the status of that person. Now, if the supervisor tells you that the PSE or the clerk is a 204B, I'm not looking for confrontation. Just take that as such and report that to your union that the supervisor told you that the person is a 204B. And once we confirm that that's what was said, we've got a clear Article 5 violation, which you will be compensated for. So I say again, PSEs should never be 204Bs, again, as per APW. Again, that is the union that they belong to. They negotiated that. A PSE can only go as high as level 8. Level 8s are not authorized to supervise mail handlers. So, folks, listen, stop allowing lead clerks to supervise you. I don't know any other way to say it. And when I say it, I'm saying it with all respect. Because, again, even though the PSEs can only go as high as level 8, a regular clerk can be put on a 1723 as your 204Bs. But Columbus Postal Service always chooses not to do that, which means they still every day on tour one and on tour three, almost every day on tour two and tour three, lead clerks are still running flat units. It hasn't changed. Only thing that changed is my ability to file a class action suit. But all I'm saying is this, if we understand that's wrong, union representatives, chief stewards, if you understand that's wrong, how about let's put up some resistance to it rather than just go along with it? I think the members depend on you to do that. If you know it's a violation, rather than be a part of it because nobody complains, why don't you step up to the plate and file that grievance on behalf of the employees? I think that's what a steward should do, but that's just me. Again, PSEs are not authorized to be 204Bs. If you think I'm playing, go talk to the APW reps. They'll verify that for you. Lead clerks are not now or ever authorized to move mail handlers around. It happens every day. It happens every day in my unit. And we have union stewards in the units. And all I'm simply saying is, if you are aware that that is going on, stewards, step up and file that Article 5 grievance for your members. With that being said, now comes to the happy part of the day. Well, not the happy part, but the happy announcement. Hey, Scotty, my man. Brother Daniel Scott, been a union steward, former branch president, is retiring. And again, I want to say to you, Brother Scott, our road hasn't always been paved very smoothly. We went across a couple of railroad tracks, a couple of craters in the road, but I got nothing but love for you, my brother, as you exit the Postal Service and begin to create a different life for yourself. I put this on everything, and I'm speaking 100 right now. I wish you nothing but the best, my brother. It was a pleasure working with you most of the time, and I'm sorry I keep it real, but even the bad times, Scott, the good times far outweigh them. So listen, enjoy your retirement. Nothing but the best for you and your household. And I'm going to see if we can keep my branch moving forward. Hey, so again, let's have a great day. And even though you don't see me, I'm always there. Have a great day, mail handlers.